Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and today I'm speaking with Jessica Werman. She reports for the Columbus Dispatch, and her stories appear in the Dayton Daily News and the Springfield News Sun. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So we now have an Ohio primary set. We have new congressional maps, and I want to talk about the 10th Congressional District. First, what does it look like as compared to what it was?
So the original proposed congressional district would have included parts of the districts currently held by Mike Turner from Centerville and Steve Austria from Beaver Creek, both are Republicans. That original map had all or parts of Montgomery Green, Fayette, Pickaway, and Fairfield counties. There was a lot of turmoil over this map, and in mid-December, the legislature, the Ohio General Assembly, finally agreed to a map, but it was a new map. So this new map creates a new 10th congressional district, but that district includes all of Montgomery County, all of Greene County, and then part of Fayette County.
So it looked for a while like there was going to be a big race between Congressmen Mike Turner and Steve Austria. Last week, Austria announced that he was out of the race. What's the outlook then for Mike Turner?
Basically, the news for Greene County would be that the likely winner of this race, based on previous election results, would be Mike Turner. It was drawn as a district that has a Republican advantage, so less of a Republican advantage, some might say, than the previous map had had. As you mentioned, Steve Austria looked at the map, sort of looked at the terrain, and realized that he had lost a lot of voters from that original map. So he had a couple of options. One of his options would have been, obviously, to run against Mike Turner. Another option would have been to run against Steve Stivers of Franklin County, because a lot of Steve Stivers' district is now currently Austria country. And I do have to emphasize, some of the media reports have said that he's retiring, but he's 53 years old. I'm sure we probably haven't seen the last of him. He may be running again at some point for some election. So I would be careful about saying that he is retiring. The third option, if he had wanted to do so, would have been to go for more of a Dayton area district and run in the 8th Congressional District, which is held by John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, because Austria currently represents Clark County, and Clark County will be moving to John Boehner's district under these new districts.
So Clark County is seeing some changes because of the redistricting as well.
Clark County has seen a ton of changes, and it's been kind of fascinating to watch the different maps come out and see where Clark County shows up. Now, the final version of that map puts Clark County in John Boehner's district, the 8th Congressional District. Clark County is an interesting county in Ohio. It's a bit of a swing county. So Clark and Stark County are the counties, if you're into political nerdiness, as I am, that have kind of swapped in terms of being Republican or Democrat during prior presidential years.
Now, you'd mentioned when we're talking about the 10th Congressional District, again, that's the one that's going to cover Montgomery and Greene County, that it is more leaning Republican. Now, this week we had a Democrat enter the race, Sharon Newhart.
Yes.
And she says one of the reasons she joined is that she feels that this district is much more competitive. Does she have a point there?
She does have a point. Now, while it still has a slight Republican advantage, it's less of a Republican advantage than it had in its prior iteration. You know, if you look at this district, Montgomery County is the most populous district. It's got 535,000 people. You know, Greene County, obviously 161,000 people, and Fayette County is 29,000 people. In the last election, Mike Turner did fine in Montgomery County. And I have to also point out that Mike Turner doesn't represent currently all of Montgomery County. Under the new district, he would represent all of Montgomery County. He did fine in 2010 against Democrat Joe Roberts. He had 102,000 votes compared to Joe Roberts' 57,000 votes. But if you look at presidential years, in 2008, President Obama won Montgomery County with 51% of the vote to McCain's 46.8% of the vote. So the county, Montgomery County, is such a big chunk of this new district that Newhart may have a point. It's slightly less Republican, but I'm sure Mike Turner would say that it's still got a Republican advantage.
How does the 10th Congressional District play into other national races, the Senate race, the presidential race?
You know, there are always a lot of factors that are at play in terms of these races. Obviously, this race will occur at the same time that one of our U.S. senators, Sherrod Brown, is up for reelection. Also on the ticket will be President Obama and whoever the Republican candidate turns out to be. Coattails do have an influence, but it's kind of unclear at this point sort of what influence they'll have in this next race.
You can see the latest congressional district map on our website, wyso.org. I've been speaking with Jessica Werman. She reports for the Columbus Dispatch, and her stories appear in the Dayton Daily News and Springfield News Sun. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.